All right. As we move on with the show, Brad Balukjian joins us. He's an author. The book is called The Wax Pack, and Brad is from the Bay Area, and we'll talk a little bit about what he's done in the Bay Area, but this is a book of baseball love. And Brad goes back to his first baseball card, so to speak, in 1986. Well, what he did was he got an unopened pack of 1986 baseball cards, and he looked at the faces and said, boy, I remember them. And then he went out and journeyed to find every one of them. And there's a story about his journey and meeting the players from the pack of baseball cards. So Brad joins us, and just to say a little bit about Brad before he gets on the air with us, because this is a labor of love, and it's so much fun to read it and to understand that this is a baseball fan who went back to find the players in a pack of baseball cards. And the book, when you feel it, the cover feels like a wax pack of baseball cards, which I keep rubbing my hand on the book. I like this. But Brad is the director of Natural History and Sustainability. He teaches biology at Merritt College in Oakland, so he's a Bay Area guy. Also a freelance writer, has published articles in Rolling Stone, L.A. Times, National Geographic, Slate, Discover, Smithsonian, Natural History, Nova Next, and Islands. That's it? Uh-oh. Then nothing else? Nothing else? Brad, welcome to the show. I hope I gave the folks a little bit of a preamble of what it's about. But tell us about this book, because I've read, as I do, I pick it up and I read two or three chapters just to get the feel for it. And this is one you could pick up any chapter and you're transported back to being a kid again and the journey to find your baseball players.
Well, thank you so much, Marty. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I really appreciate how much time you take to prepare for these interviews. But yeah, this book is, as you said, it really is a kind of a love letter to baseball. For me, growing up, I'm 39 years old now, and this was the first year I collected kids as a card. And I had this kind of crazy idea. What if I just got a pack that had never been opened? And whatever, I love being constrained by the randomness. Whatever 15 guys are in that pack, those are the guys I'm going to go find now and tell the story of what happens, you know, when you're done playing. And it ended up being really so much more than that. It ended up being a story about a lot of different themes, about the loss of innocence, about what it means to grow up. And I was really, it certainly is, it'll make baseball fans happy, but it's really not just a baseball book. It's about a lot more than that. And that's what I really wanted to get across, was that we get into a lot of themes in this book beyond baseball.
I love the travel and the type of car you were in. How about that?
That's right. 2002 Honda Accord.
Really?
I'm still driving it. It's now got 245,000 miles on it.
So tell us about meeting some of the players. And I read about Steve Yeager, and I know there are others in there. But tell us about the meetings and what that was like.
Yeah, well, I really wanted to get to know these guys as people beyond their statistics. So when I would meet each of these guys, I would put down a big, thick manila folder of all the articles that had been published about them when they were playing. And I would put it in front of them and say, I've read all these articles, and I feel like I know nothing about you. And that would kind of take them off guard. Like, well, wow, okay, so what do you want to know? And I was much more interested in getting to know about their relationships with their family, their kids. What do you do when you're suddenly 35 years old and you have the rest of your life in front of you? You can no longer play baseball anymore. So I also wanted to meet these guys where they are now. So Steve Yeager runs Jersey Mike's sub shop in the L.A. area. So I met up with him there. I met Don Carmen at the zoo. I met Gary Templeton in his living room and got to watch Kung Fu movies with him. I went bowling with Randy Reddy. I wanted to really vary the experiences and get these guys in different environments to really open up about their lives.
Well, it's great. I love it. It's a good, easy read, and I say that with all the complimentary enthusiasm I can give you, because that's what a book is all about. You can hear the voices, mm-hmm. and I hear your voice and the voice of the player
Thank
as
you.
Well. The book is called The Wax Pack, W-A-X-P-A-C-K. Brad Balukjian is the author, B-A-L-U-K-J-I-A-N. Maybe the most interesting or the toughest one? Give us a little bit of the challenge that you had in this thing.
Sure. Well, a couple of things. So not all the guys were so willing to talk to me. As you might expect, some of the guys that were more famous were more difficult to get to. So, for example, Carlton Fisk, Hall of Fame player, wouldn't talk to me. So for him, I still wanted to write a chapter about him. So I found out from a source where he golfs in Sarasota, Florida, and posed as a millionaire home buyer sneak onto the golf course to ambush him. Because I said, well, I got to resort to these tactics to try to get to him. So I do end up meeting with him. I'll just leave it at that for now, that I do end up meeting with Carlton in the book, and it's kind of an entertaining couple of chapters. But beyond that, I would say that the thing that most...
How much was your bail? All right.
We can talk about that later.
All right, go ahead.
So one of the things that most surprised me was how many of these guys really had difficult relationships with their father, and it became almost this thing that this pattern where several of these guys got very emotional talking about either fathers that had walked out, fathers that had abused them, which is something I didn't expect setting out. But it ends up being very much a book about the father-son relationship and how integral that is to baseball, but also how a lot of these guys kind of lost innocence way too young. And then what they did with that, how they responded to that, has a lot to do with why they were so successful in their baseball careers and in their lives.
Isn't it interesting that you open a pack of cards? Who knows who could have been in there?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could have been in
there. That's
right. And you ended up with this, was it 12, 14? How many?
There were 14. 14. One card was a checklist. But I think one of the take-home messages that I think why people will like the book is because you read it and you realize you have a lot more in common with these guys than you realize.
Okay.
I mean, you can't hit a ball like they can. But these are just real people with the same struggles. We've all got something, you know. I talk a lot, as a character in the book myself, I talk a lot about my own issues dealing with OCD my whole life and mental health. And yeah, we all know baseball is a mental game, right? More so than the other sports. So how players, how they handle the mental part of the game is really how they were able to be successful and make the major leagues.
Well, congratulations. It's a great book. I was looking for the gum. Where's the gum?
It lasted about 2 seconds. I actually chewed it, against my better judgment.
It was the worst gum ever,
right?
It
was bad in 1986. Right? It's still bad today.
Yeah. No, it was the worst gum ever. Now, when I grew up in the 50s, the gum was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But as it went on, the gum was like a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I kind of wish we could have put gum in the book itself just for that nostalgia factor.
I love it. Hey, I love having you on, Brad. Thank you so much. The book is The Wax Pack. We have our independent bookstores, of course, David at the Book Tree in Montclair. And I'm sure on all the usual outlets you can find the book. Congratulations, and we'll see you out at the ballpark. Come out sometime and join us on the patio.
Thank you. I'll be doing a book tour, and at Wax Pack Book is my Twitter handle. And also want to say hi to all my Merritt College friends out there who are hopefully listening in the Bay Area.
Very enthusiastic. This is a good guy. Congratulations.
Thank you.